Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
It says in the Bible, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son." And this suggests that God had planned a long time ago for the event to happen in the fullness of time. And what happens outside of time and before time is very important. Today I'm going to talk about metaphysics and about time and about how the soul, when it resumes its proper relationship with its Creator, stands outside of time and can observe what is just about to happen. And instead of being subject to time, the soul becomes the master of time. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Stand Back and Watch. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today I want to talk about metaphysics. I want to talk about something that I just saw, and it is this. There's an interesting passage in the Bible, and it says, surely God doesn't do anything without first telling his prophet or his prophets what he's going to do. And it's very interesting because everything is known ahead of time. As a matter of fact, if you could become very objective, if you could learn the art of standing back, and it's not an art, really, it's a state of mind. It's really learning how to do it. And then once you can do it, then you have it. And once you have it, all you have to do is maintain it and occasionally fall back and quickly notice that you fell and scurry back to the higher ground. And what it is that the soul actually, when the soul learns to stand back and watch, the soul is actually outside of time. And you see things that are about to happen, and you move. And if it was something bad, it doesn't happen. Or you say something, and the bad is diverted. Or you watch, and the bad disappears. It dissolves away. Or you watch, and it flees. And outside of time, you watch. And then a door opens, maybe, and you step through the door to happiness, to prosperity, to success, to all the good things that God has in store for you. Do you understand? The soul is able to stand back and watch from the timeless zone. You're just outside of time. And you thereby move with a completely different timing. There's an interesting thing in the New Testament where Christ walked through a wall. Do you remember that? When he reappeared after he was resurrected, he walked right through a wall. How did he do that? And I once heard somebody say that there are some people who are so, what's the word to use? They're so fallen away from the heavenly kingdom, fallen away from the innocence they once had as little children, and many of them so debased or so stubborn they cannot bear the truth. They live in their world of drugs and dreams and lies and plans and schemes. I once heard it said that if those people were, you know, sitting around in a room and Christ appeared, they wouldn't even see him. They wouldn't even see him. He would be in a different place. But the good people would see him. You understand? So, the way it is now, for most people, they have fallen into time, into space. They have fallen into events, pulled down into things because of their reaction to things. And so, having fallen and being pulled away from their first estate, they are immersed in all the stuff that's going on. They can't see the forest for the trees, and they don't know how to pull free. Yeah, they try to run away. Maybe they try to hide. Maybe they try to drink themselves under the table or smoke marijuana. Or they evade and avoid. Or they live in their fantasies to escape reality. But the reality for them is this hellish world all around that they have fallen into. But if the person can learn to stand back and watch from the timeless zone just outside of time, then they not only observe things unfold, but they also influence how things unfold.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, helping you overcome the baggage of the past and move forward to a new zest for life.
They influence by their, see, it's almost like the sun. The sun, how many million miles away is the sun? Very far away. But look at the effect of the sun upon the earth. And look how it influences what happens. All around the globe, flowers bloom and trees grow and cats and dogs roll in the grass and love to be in the sun. And the earth is warmed by the sun and everything is brightened by the sun. But the sun is far away. What happens on the earth does not affect the sun, but the sun affects what happens on earth. The man of God, the woman of God, is just outside of time, but his presence or her presence has a good effect. And the person is actually oblivious to the effect that they're having. He doesn't know that he's having an effect on others, but he does. She doesn't know that she has an effect, but she does. Bad people go away. Good people are attracted. Her children are safe and happy. And everything is good. You understand? And even when bad things happen, she watches. And things somehow resolve themselves. She sees intuitively as she moves in her own time and space, not reacting to outside things, but in her own time and space, and thereby the outside things react to her. So I want you to see that things are known and things are unfolding, and there's a mighty hand that is controlling events. And all you have to do is find that place. And you were once very close to it when you were a little tiny child. You were very close to it. But you fell away. mostly by becoming emotional and becoming angry and becoming upset and becoming excited. That's how they got to you. And then there was injustice and cruelty, and that enticed you even more into the world. And before long, you were totally embroiled and involved in things. And a lot of time went by, and then one day you said, "What's going on? Why am I not living my own life? What's the meaning and purpose of life? I don't know." And some of us begin to seek. We begin to search for what the purpose of our life is. And when your search is sincere, then you will find it, because God will see to it that you will find it. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. You must find this blessed state. And the way to find it, see, it's a state of mind. Paradise begins as a state of mind. You have to find it. And that's why I'm always recommending that you try. Besides, it's completely free. The little sitting quietly exercise that I have, it'll get you started. Let me talk about it for just a moment. Those of you who are friends of Shedding Shackles, you know that for over 30 years now, I've been talking about a little Christian meditation. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. And I have an 8-minute version of it. And then I have a beautiful, I think it's 4 parts. I can't remember. Is it 3 parts or 4? I think it's 4 parts. And it's also free. Go to the website. It's free. That's just beautiful. But of late, you know, in the past few months, I made something which I call sitting quietly. And what it is, it's basically the same meditation, but I just focus on a person sitting and becoming aware of their hands. That's a big part of it. Just being very aware of your hand or your hands. Well, let's say your hand, your right hand. Let's say very aware of your hand. Even now, as you're listening to this radio program, you can become aware of your hand. And as soon as you become aware of it, you notice that it tingles a little bit. And that's the exercise. I talk about it in a bit more detail, but that's basically it. And that really gets you started. It gets you out of your imagination. See, why is it that you fall into the imagination? What do you fall into there? Well, you daydream away about something or other. But then what happens? You also worry there and plan there and scheme there and try to figure everything out and try to will things to happen there. And it's just totally wrong. What you must do is stand back and get close to your Creator. Stand back so you're closer to God. When you stand back and you're not lost in your thoughts, you're closer to God. It's that simple. Then He affects you, and through you affects things around you. All you have to do is stop your huffing and your puffing and your willfulness and your frustration and your anger and your judgments of other people and your resentments toward them, and watch. There's another interesting passage. Christ said, I can't remember the exact words, I'll look it up for you. Here it is. It's in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 19. And Christ says, "The Son can do nothing of Himself unless it is something He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does." Thank you. Christ says, "The Son can do nothing of Himself unless it is something He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does." Have you ever, you remember when you were a little child and you loved to be with your mommy and your daddy, and you liked to be with them and doing the same thing that they were doing. Whatever your daddy was doing, you wanted to do the same thing. Or whatever your mommy was doing, you would do the same thing. And of course, when you did it, for the most part, it was just play. It was, you were just doing what they do, but they were really doing the real thing, weren't they? But you were playing, but you wanted to do what they did. Well, did you know that life is actually kind of like that? Life is that way if you're living it properly. You do what you see the Father do. And what does the Father do? He's patient with people. He loves them. He doesn't hate them and He doesn't judge them. He wishes them the best. And He watches and He hopes that they will stop being so willful and humble themselves a little bit and look for Him. See, that's what He does. And so you do the same thing. You're patient with people, you watch them. If you can help them, you do. If you can't help them, then you don't hate them and you watch, you see? And you have no sense of being an actor. In other words, you're not trying to make an impression upon people. You have no ulterior motive. You want nothing for yourself. You're not looking toward an outcome. You don't have a particular goal in mind. You're just like a little kid. And there's Daddy, and he's doing something, and then you do the same thing Daddy is doing. It's so sweet. Well, that's the way you must become. You must do just what the Father does, which is being patient with people and loving them and not hating them and not trying to fool them or trick them or force them into anything or manipulate them. And when you learn that, and when you learn to stand back a little bit and watch and be aware of your hand and be in the present moment, you will be very close to the kingdom of heaven, my friend, very close. As a matter of fact, you might find yourself in the kingdom of heaven right here on earth, the kingdom of heaven is a most beautiful place.
A meditation moment with Jeremiah Trujillo. Can faith supersede the laws of nature and physics? In other words, what is faith? It's not faith that has the power. The power is actually God's. He has the power to do everything, including creating this entire universe. He made the stars, giant fireballs of immense size. But faith connects you to Him. You don't need the power to part the Red Sea, or transport yourself from one place to another, or change water into wine. You need the power to lead your own life. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So I want to talk more about this little sitting quietly exercise. So of course then I go on to say, with the sitting quietly exercise. Incidentally, it's free. Just go to sheddingshackles.com and there it is. It's free. But incidentally, I go on to say that, of course, if you are sitting quietly in your room at home, or you're sitting on the couch, or you're sitting on a nice chair on the back porch, or you're laying in the grass, or you're sitting in a park watching the ducks float upon the water. Or maybe you're just lying in bed quietly. Then, of course, since you're not doing anything, you're just sitting quietly in your room or in your bedroom or on your couch, then, of course, you can close your eyes and watch the little pixels of light on the inside of your eyelids. So at the same time as you're aware of your hand, and it tingles a little bit, you watch the little delicate patterns of light on the inside of your eyelids. And of course, now you're anchored in the present, and not only that, but you're outside of your imagination. Remember I said that the soul, it stands outside of time when it's in this beautiful, blessed state of consciousness, just outside of time, watching. Well, when you are sitting quietly at home or lying in bed and you close your eyes, you're aware of your hand and you watch the little patterns of light on the inside of your eyelids, then you are outside of thought. You are literally outside of thought. And if a thought rises, you observe it. But you are outside of it. You're not in it. You haven't fallen into it. So in the same way that the soul can be just outside of time and watching. And something that would have been bad just somehow passes by, and you're safe. In the same way, the soul is outside of thought. It's just watching the thought. And thoughts come and they go. But you don't fall into them. You're not tempted by them. You're not teased, tempted to fall into them. Do you understand? And then, see, in the past, things tempted you. Something you could steal. A $5 bill belongs to somebody else that you could steal. Or somebody else's wife tempted you to steal. See? Or somebody made a mistake and you were tempted to judge them or hate them or get angry at them. Somebody was naive and you were tempted to take advantage. See? Like that. But now you're no longer tempted by things on the outside. And instead, now when you do things, it's no longer as a response to temptation. You do it, and it originates just outside of time. Just before, see, it happens before you move. It originates there. And now when you eat, it has a different effect upon you. When you talk, it has a different quality. When you walk, when you wash the dishes, when you do anything, it has a different energy because you're coming from a different place. It's so beautiful. So now, I want to say something else here. Some of you have friends, co-workers, associates, family members, kids. If you come at them with religion, they're going to stand back and say and hold up their hands and say, whoa, 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 none of that, none of that. See, they've been burned by it in the past. They've been fooled by it. They've been tricked by it, or they see through the falsity of it. Or they don't want people pressuring them. They don't want to hear it. See, they don't want to be manipulated. They don't want to hear it. But some of them need something. They're totally anxious, nervous, angry, upset, resentful. They need to calm down a little bit. That's all. They need to calm down. When they calm down, then they will see more clearly. They can make better decisions. See? And they might even see the reality of God and Jesus, and so on. And not because you say so, not because you pressure them, not because they're tricked or fooled by some music and words and clever extravaganzas. But instead, they just need something to help them calm down. Well, this little sitting quietly exercise would be helpful for them, wouldn't it? It would be helpful for them. So what I've done is I made a little website where they can go, and there it is to listen to, and there's no religious talk. There's nothing to join, nothing to pay, nothing to do. There's no doctrines. There's no dogma. There's no meetings. There's no leave your name and number or we'll call you if you want us to help you. None of that stuff. It's just the sitting quietly exercise to listen to, be benefited by it. And so it would be good. That way you could introduce them to it without them being immediately turned off by some kind of pressure or religious talk, which they've been burned by in the past. You understand? So where is this website that I'm talking about, or this simple page they can go to just enjoy the little exercise and have it help them to calm down? It's called Sitting Quietly America. That's it. SittingQuietlyAmerica.com. In fact, you could go there right now if you want to. SittingQuietlyAmerica.com. And there it is. You'll see it's just a simple little exercise. That's all. If they don't like it, that's fine. But at least there won't be anything there that'll turn them off before they even give it a fair look. You see what I mean? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.